I'm so glad you've tuned in to Clear Vision, and I'm Rose, and if you've been watching the program, you're in for an exciting program today. We're going to talk about who God is in your life, what He expects of you, and how His expectations are great beyond anything you can imagine. See, God has expectations for you, and He wants you to sow into the kingdom, expecting Him to do what He says. Beloved, I love you so much. I'm looking forward to this message. I'm looking forward to having you call me and tell me how great it has been in your life. I love you, and I'll see you in just a minute.
God's royal confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's royal confidence with your seed gift of any amount and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's royal confidence with a seed gift of any amount.
I'm so glad you're with me today, and I'm so glad I get to minister the power of the Word of God to you, because that's what changes lives. God's Word changes lives. And when you speak the Word, when you stand on the Word, God has obligated Himself to honor that Word. He says in Jeremiah 29 and Jeremiah 1, He says, I hasten to perform my Word, and I know the plans that I have for you, plans for a future, plans for a hope, plans for goodness. And then God goes on to tell us how that can all happen. I know you're listening today and wondering how you're going to achieve something in your life. If you have a need, God wants you to sow. He wants you to sow directly into someone else's life. If you've been suffering and feeling lonely and lost, and like you don't know how you're going to get through the next day without someone in your life, you've been praying for God to give you a husband or a wife or a child, even you've been thinking you need children in your life and you don't have children, God wants you to understand He already knows that. He has put the desire in your heart to have a husband, to have a wife, to have a child in your life. He's put the desire in your heart to have a relationship restored. But God has things He wants and expects you to do to give Him the way for Him to have that happen. See, God has expectations. I love teaching on this because it grounds us. It grounds us in the knowledge that God is a God of order and of divine planning. You can decide that you don't want to listen to God if you want to. And He'll let you do that. He'll let you listen to Him if you want to, and let you not listen to Him. But, beloved, when you listen to the Lord, when you listen to the voice of the Lord, and you honor His Word and do what He says, no matter how strange it may seem or how unlikely you think you're able to do it, then God has obligated Himself and promised that He will bring what you ask to pass. Whatsoever you ask in my name, believing, He said, it will be done for you. I've been praying and believing that this television broadcast would go on to more stations, would go on to more air times on those stations. I'm praying this year to distribute our publications, all of our books and our tapes and DVDs and everything we do. I've been praying that all those publications will go into 100,000 places more than it already is, into hospitals, into military camps and military bases around this country and overseas. I've been praying and having the vision and the faith that God was going to honor His Word and put His Word in places that I can't even dream. And I know what to do to make that happen. First off, I trust the Lord. And then next, I have to sow. I have to sow what I am expecting God to give me a harvest in. See, a lot of people don't like to hear, or they think it's not right to expect things from God. But honey, God is a God of giving. He's a God of giving you what you expect. And you get what you expect in the world, don't you? If you expect to have disasters in your life and you speak about that, and you expect to have illness in your life and you talk about that, you're always talking about how you're afraid you're going to get something, or get a cold or get sick or get this, you usually get that because we can have what we say. See, God's given us power, power in our words, power in our mind. We have the mind of Christ, and Christ's mind is wise. But we have to make the decision to use that mind. We have to make the choice. Every day, all day, we make decisions. We make about 2,500 decisions a day. That was a study done, and when I read that, I was amazed. But think about it. How many decisions you make today? You decide when you're going to eat. You decide what you're going to eat. You decide if you're going to dress or you're not going to dress. You're going to put on a certain thing or you're going to take it off. If you're going to walk over here or walk over there. You have thousands of decisions that you make. So today I want to encourage you. Let's make a decision today. And let's expect God. Let's expect God to honor His Word. Let's sow into the kingdom today. Let's sow into this ministry. Into another ministry, of not this one, but one that God leads you to sow into. Sow where He tells you. Sow what He tells you. If you need love in your life, beloved, then I'm going to take this a little deeper for you, okay? You've probably not been giving the love that God would have you give to somebody. See, if you're lacking in something, then most likely you need to sow more of that. I used to pride myself on thinking that I loved people and pride myself on thinking that I was giving that love to them. And then God showed me that I gave because I was not really loving them. I was giving so that they would like me. See, that's not the right way to give so people will like you. The thing that God wants you to do is to give the love that He has, expecting Him to increase that love in your heart and in your life. And He'll do it through who you sow. If you have a person that you know in your neighborhood or in your work or in your business that's really been suffering, then sow the love of God in their life. Tell them that you love them. And if that's uncomfortable for you, tell them that you want them to know that God loves them. And if that's uncomfortable for you, then, beloved, just hand them something. Do something to express the love that you have for them. Now, there's somebody watching today, and you're having a hard time loving people. You're having a real hard time envisioning that you can love people because you've been so hurt. Thank you, Father. Lord, Holy Spirit, thank you. You've been hurt so deeply that you don't really want to love people anymore. You don't trust loving people anymore. Well, honey, let me tell you, there's no way out of this but loving. There's no way out of that fear, that despair, that doubt. There's no way out but doing the very thing that you're not wanting to do or that you're afraid to do. The flesh is always going to battle with the spirit because the flesh wants to be comfortable. The flesh wants to not be inconvenienced. The flesh wants to think like the world. The flesh wants to think, even in times of being fearful, sometimes fear becomes a comfort. I know that many people don't ever think about it that way. But when you're afraid of something, and you've been afraid of it long enough, then it becomes familiar. And then you're so comfortable with that fear that you have that you don't let go of it for fear of what will happen if you do. It gets to be a vicious circle and a cycle. So if you're the person or the persons watching today, and you're afraid to love somebody, you're afraid to give, and you don't even can't even cross that bridge yet of sowing into their life expecting, then I want you to know you're going to learn in the next couple of minutes here on this program. You're going to learn how to sow. You're going to learn how to love. See, fear is a spirit, and it's a spirit you've been delivered from. And you were delivered from that spirit into the spirit of God's love. I have many occasions in my life to fear. When I travel on the road, I have lots of opportunities to be afraid to be out here by myself. When I drive, when I fly, when I eat out, when I go to bed in a strange place, there's so many things that I can be afraid of. But honey, God's told me that He loves me. And He sowed that love into my life when I accepted His Son, Jesus, my Savior and Lord. And you can accept Him today in a way you've never received Him before. You can receive Jesus beyond Savior and Lord. You can receive Him as your love of your life. You can receive Him as your joy. You can receive Him as your as the goodness that you've been wanting from other people. We're never going to get from other people what God has for us until we accept it from God. I love you so much today. I thank you for watching. I'm just going to be so excited when we come back together and we get to hear more about how we're going to do this love thing and how we're going to sow what we need into the lives of somebody. So you stay tuned. I'll be right back. And I am excited about the Lord today for you. In the name of Jesus. I'll see you in a minute.
God's Royal Confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's Royal Confidence with a seed gift of any amount.
Oh, it's so good to be with you. I love it. I had a friend tell me that watches my program, I need to quit thanking people for staying with me. But I am, honey. I'm thankful you stay with me because I want you to hear what the Lord is saying. And I know when you stay with the program, you're going to get blessed. And I can be a blessing to you. And when I get to bless you, then I get to be blessed. So we're going to go on with our teaching today, and we're going to look at Isaiah 40:29 that says, God gives power to the tired and worn out, and new strength to the weak. If you're watching today and you're tired and you're weary and you're worn out, honey, God wants you to know you're experiencing this, but you can change it. It's real. How you feel is real, but it's not the truth. See, God's word is the truth. And God says, as we give, we will receive. As we sow, we will reap. As we give, it will be pressed down, shaken together, and running over, it will pour into our lives. You may have been given a whole lot of aggravation in your life to somebody else or to yourself. I find this so many times. People love the Lord, and they love other people, but they don't love themselves. They don't know they can be good to themselves. I want you to learn today. God wants to be good to you. God wants you to be good to you. And He wants you to be good to other people. And if you're needing hope in your life, you're needing courage, you're needing the love of God, you're needing encouragement, then sow that into somebody else's life. Just start encouraging someone else. You won't have to go far to find out who. It may be somebody in your own house. or it may be somebody in a store where you're shopping. I stopped at a little store on my way down to do the program this week, and there was a young man in there working, and he was evidently in charge of several people in the store, and they were running in all directions wanting to know where this is and where that is and how to fix this and how to fix that. And one little girl at the cashier, she was trying to check somebody out, and the item wasn't coming up on the computer screen there. And she yelled over at him, who he was helping me, and she yelled over at him, "This isn't in the computer, this isn't in the computer." And he got so frustrated, and he left me. He was checking me out, and he left me to go help her. And I'll just tell you honestly, I was in a hurry, and immediately I thought, "Where are you going? Where are you going? I am here waiting to be checked out," and he was in the middle of checking me out. And then the Lord caught me, and he cautioned me. He said, "Rose, this is time for you to minister. This isn't time for you to demand that somebody take time for you. This is time for you to give." So I stepped over. I know nothing about computers to the level they do, or most people, but I stepped over to the computer, and I said, "Is there anything I can do to help you all?" Now, I'm a customer in the store, and I'm starting to ask if I could help this young man and help that little cashier. And they said, "Oh, no, we'll get this figured out." So then I started talking to the guy and his wife that was checking out, and I said, "Isn't it wonderful how technology is? We can trust it to do so many things, but we can't even buy something in a store half the time with it." And I said, "Isn't it great?" And I encouraged them, and I was loving on them. And see, God made me think about that. I didn't think about it on my own. I was ready to call on somebody to come back over there and help me. See, we're always looking to help, to take care of me. Now, that's not the right kind of taking care of me business I'm talking about when I tell you to be good to you. When I tell you to be good to you, I'm talking about you allowing God to be in your life to the greatest, fulfillest way possible, and direct your path in his presence to the places that he has for you to go. See, God has plans and places for you to go, and preparations already made for you to get there. And the enemy does not want you to go there. He has no authority, and he can't stop you unless you agree with it. But God has those places, and he wants you to get in those paths and let him take you. And that's the goodness of God that I'm talking about, you allowing him to be to you and you be to you. It really doesn't do any good in life to get up every day and think about what a horrible, hard day you're going to have, or a horrible, hard week. If you get up and you start your day like that, and you think, and you start praying, I know how it goes. I've done it. You say, "Lord, help me today. Lord, help me get through this day like it's going to be some big, hard day." Honey, get up praising God. Get up thanking him. Thank him in the name of Jesus that he loves you and that he has plans for you, and he expects you to accept those plans. God expects you to accept his plans. His plan was that his son would come, and his son would come and bring life, and bring you life to enjoy in abundance to the full till it overflows. That's John 10:10. That was God's expectations when he brought his son on this earth. And Jesus came and said that. So when you get up in the morning, or you lay down at night after the day, and you're afraid to go to sleep, or you're afraid to go through the day, you're not living within God's expectations of you. God is nothing but goodness. He is goodness. He doesn't just have it, he is that. He doesn't just have finances for you, he is that. He doesn't just have hope. He doesn't just have courage, healing, kindness, gentleness, joy, peace, patience, understanding. He is that. And the God that is that lives inside you. He lives inside you. He recreated you in His image if you've received Jesus. And He created you in His image and He became one with you. And you have all of that in you. All you have to do is accept it and expect it. That's how God operates, honey. That's how He wants you to live your life. If you need joy in your life, laugh and have fun with somebody. I've had a horrendous, busy last month. The last 30 days of my life has been emotional, up, down, run around. Everything in the world has gone on in my life. A big old barn on my farm burnt down. A family member died. I had my scheduled time to come down here and minister and be in a ministry event and to come and do this program. Emotional things constant. In addition to taking care of the ministry and my own life as a grandmother and a mother. And my daughter now, I learn, is going to have another baby. You can name it over and over and over, things that's going to come, things that are going to happen in your life. But you can't look at what you see. You can't live, you can't allow your heart and mind to dwell and live in these things, whether they're great. Having another grandbaby is a great thing. You can't get your focus on your destination. You can't get your focus on the things that are going on around you. You've got to keep your focus on the love of God. You've got to keep your focus and your joy and decide to be happy because God has you carved in the very palms of His hands. He said that in Isaiah 49:16. He said, I have you carved in the very palms of my hands. And I'll never leave you or forsake you. See, I already know. I've gone through so many things in my life. Death, divorce, marriage, childbirth, now barn burning down. On and on and on. Losing weight, gaining weight, having illnesses, diagnosed with cancer. I've had all kinds of things in my life in my years. And I have come to understand. And I want you to understand today. God loves you so much. Walk in His presence. It's a decision. It's a decision. You get up and you say, I'm going to stand with You, Lord, and I thank You. I thank You, Lord, that I can stand with You. I thank You, God Almighty, that You love me beyond anything I can dream and that You have plans for me to give, to sow into other people's lives and ministries in ways that I've never thought before. And I'm not going to put my treasure anymore on things on this earth. I'm going to put them on You. I love You so much. I'll be back in just a minute and we'll pray.
God's royal confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's Royal Confidence with a seed gift of any amount.
God wants you to be His partner. He wants you to be a partner in the kingdom with Him, and He may want you to be a partner in this ministry. I want you to be, because I know what great things God will give you from the anointing on this ministry. God has plans for you. He has plans for His goodness to pour over your life. And in Psalms 84:11, it says, the Lord bestows favor and glory and honor and splendor, and no good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Well, that walk uprightly means nothing more than trusting God. That's what it means. Just trusting Him that when you sow into the kingdom, when you sow your life into God, when you sow your time, your resources, your finances into a ministry, perhaps this one, then you are going to be given the good things of God, because He does not withhold anything good from whoever is partnering with Him in the kingdom. I love being able to serve the Lord, but even greater than that, I love being able to serve people. I love giving. The Lord's taught me to live to give and to live to love. I was raised in an Italian family, so that's not been hard for me to learn. Before we close today, I want you to pray with me. Just sit there where you're sitting. Don't even close your eyes. Don't bow your head. Just imagine, just visualize the Lord sitting there with you and His presence being there with you. And just say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you love me so much. Thank you, Lord, that you want me to be part of your life, Father. That you want to be part of my life. You want your life to be mine, and you want my life to be yours. Thank you, Father, for the privilege. Thank you, Father, for the honor. Thank you, Father, that I can pour my life. I can pour my life out on this earth on your behalf. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for helping me know how to sow and then knowing how to reap, expecting. Thank you, Father, for loving me beyond anything I can dream and being good to me and never withholding anything good from me. Thank you, Father, that you have dreams for me, dreams and plans beyond my imagination. And you're going to bring those dreams, Father, to pass in my life. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just praise you right now that whoever's watching, that they are blessed beyond our dreams in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This month's free offer is 30 Days the Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus as promised in John 10 and 10? This simple yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life.
Thank you.